It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, I'm sick. Take over the show.
Okay. Everybody, we have to say, Nevin has come down with something fierce here. I don't know what's going on with that, but...
I don't know what it is, Mike. I am coughing. Yeah. My throat is sore.
Yeah.
And, you were telling me some stuff before the show, and it was like 90% of it was haze. I'd be honest, it really wasn't
following much of what
you were saying. You were talking something about Google crumbs or some online surveys stuff about some guy dropping off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
It was all sort of it was a little hazy to me. So.
Yeah, no, I know. And I'm a little out of it too, Nevin. I ran 10 miles this morning in preparation for my marathon. So I'm a little sore right now sitting. I have to be honest with you.
So what we've figured out is I'm sick with a sore throat and a cold. You're sick cuz your bunions hurt. And here we are. We're about a minute 20 seconds into the show. We have another 8.5 minutes left to fill.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm sick. You're sick. We're talking to a microphone, and someone opens the door, interrupts, and someone gives us something.
Ooh.
And our technical assistant just gave us some sort of water-type substance.
It's a mojito.
That's a cure-all right
there. This is actually what's going to work. Okay,
it's a mojito. Perfect.
Everybody, I'm going to take a sip of a mojito the air.
Drinking on a podcast.
It's a cranberry mojito.
It's a cranberry mojito.
Oh, you know what? Well, no. I don't need it. I don't need that. It's all you.
No, it's all
no,
you.
No,
you
need it. Down and
you
like
you
it.
Need
no,
it more than
I,
no, you
seriously,
need more than
I really listen. Okay, I appreciate that. The fact that you guys are still trying to peer pressure me at the age of 30, but the fact of the matter is, I don't think that a cranberry mojito in my current condition is really the best way to go. That's just me. I'm 30 years old. I just turned 30 recently, and like I said, cranberry mojito. Maybe I was in my 20s, I'd be stupid enough to down it. But
maybe if you were 29.
Yeah, maybe about 29.
Yeah.
But I've been 30 for a couple weeks now. Like when you're 30. You know, you just have to give up certain things. You know, you have to give up, eating, late night chili dogs at 2:30 in the morning. You have to give up, playing your video games at all hours of the night. And you have to give up the occasional shot of cranberry mojito when you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. Thank
goodness. What were you, 25?
Yeah,
you're 25, so you down the cranberry mojito. Maybe will aid in your soreness.
It might.
I think maybe you can walk again.
Did you sip this?
I did not sip it. It's all you. So you will not get my sickness. If you are sick, it's all your sickness, not mine.
Very good.
Not a combination of sicknesses.
Very good.
Just your sickness. Your sickness, not my sickness. Your sickness and yours alone.
I'd like to note to everyone on the air that Nevin is is very, very, is gesturing, very, very dramatically here, pointing to me and then to him. It's great. Well, anyways, let me bring up something. I know you are. Let me just bring up something that I think we should discuss super quick.
I'm glad you have a topic because
I
don't think
it's not really a great topic, but for those of you who don't know, Stephon Marbury,
the
NBA player, recently went on, I don't even know what this site is. It's some video cast thing or something.
It's his own web show, that I do know.
Yeah, whatever it is. He went on his own web show. He is a known kind of nutcase, guy, and he's just arrogant and all this stuff. And he basically recorded himself for 24 hours just doing random things such as jumping into pools, crying, eating Vaseline.
And not just eating Vaseline, this is actually the one part of our conversation before the show that I do recall. He was eating strawberry-flavored Vaseline.
Yes.
Now, why does one need to have Vaseline be anything flavored?
You see, this is what I was going to get at. I don't care that strawberry just imploded. I care about the strawberry Vaseline. This is just...
It's disturbing.
It's so bizarre. I mean, the thing is, without going into too much detail... there are things like jellies and everything that people use that are flavored you wouldn't think to ingest
edible
normally.
Sex things.
Okay, you went there. Fine, edible sex things.
Well,
that's cool.
Well, I just tiptoe around
issues.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
I mean,
fine, and that's okay. I totally get that. I mean, cool. Vaseline?
A little much.
That's
a little weird.
That's a little weird.
I don't like that too much.
You wouldn't
Well, I'll be honest, though. Some of those edible sex things I just find weird as well. I don't know. For me personally, it doesn't do it for me. The whole edible panties, the whole flavored lotion things, flavored condoms, it's just a little odd to me.
Oh, I agree. I mean, but see, I agree with you, but I understand them. The Vaseline thing, I'm not getting.
True.
I'm just not, I don't know.
So you understand the value of the edible sex toys, even if you don't necessarily agree with the use of them, but you just don't understand the value of the Vaseline.
You know what I guess it is? I guess what it is, okay, I can see plenty of people, you know, being into doing the flavored sex things.
Right.
I mean, so I can completely understand that there's a market for that. You know, it's all good. I mean, is there really a market for strawberry Vaseline? How many people are going to be eating Vaseline?
Well, is Vaseline used in sex props? I really don't know.
Yes, okay. but it is. But at the same time, I don't think it's really supposed to be edible. I don't think you're supposed to eat it normally.
True.
I don't. I hope. But second, there are much better things you can use than Vaseline that are flavored.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
Was it strawberry flavored or strawberry scented? Ponder that. Because
riddle me that if you would.
Because yes. If it was scented, I can get the scented part.
I can as well.
You know, you're using the Vaseline, a nice fragrance of strawberry, that makes sense. That I buy into. I may even purchase that.
We may have to do a little research after the show.
Oh, I don't want to do
all research. All right, fine. We won't do it. Okay, that's too much work. Okay,
not but in my sixth state.
Yeah, all right. But
so that
but
I mean,
still,
yeah, I found that'd be interesting.
Interesting.
So, strawberry interesting. Vaseline.
You know, is this like the equivalent of an adult? You know, like the adult equivalent of a kid eating crayons.
It could be.
I'm just, you know, it like could. Something you're not supposed to eat,
it
but
could.
That might taste kind of, you know, kind of good. Maybe
right. It could be.
So I just. Except the texture of Vaseline.
Well, and he did it in front of like millions of people online. Well, you know,
yeah, well,
you know.
I know.
You know. Hey, something else to talk about, real
sure,
quick. Since
please.
I'm just dragging here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a friend of mine, as we speak, is actually on a flight to Iceland right now.
Wow.
You know, I guess she's flying there en route to London. Now I don't know where Iceland is en route to London.
What? Where's she flying from?
Went to L.A. to New York to Iceland to London. I don't know how this works. Don't ask me.
It's definitely not on the route to London. As
okay,
far as I know.
Okay. I don't know where Iceland is exactly.
I don't think.
I don't have a map. I don't have a globe. I don't think I've ever owned a globe. But anyways, point is, she's on her way to Iceland right now.
Interesting.
And she was telling me that on the flight, there are absolutely no people of color on the flight.
Wow.
All white people. Almost like a whole, like a Children of the Corn thing, you know.
Like blonde.
Yeah, Mickey White. Blonde, yeah, so I just...
Is she white?
Yes.
Okay.
So no people of color. And, like, and you
wow.
know, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and you grew up in the West Side, where there's actually a fair number of minorities.
Yes.
That is strange. It's strange to be for some people to be in like vanilla land, as we call it. You know.
Yep. Oh, I mean, you know, I just to throw this in though, I agree. I mean, you know, you and I both being big city kids and everything.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we grew up with you know with a diverse you know group of people. But
right.
you know, I went to Vermont, you know, with a friend for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And one of the friends, you know, it was a bunch of friends, and one of the friends was black.
Right.
And, you know, we're just walking around. We play a pickup game with some kids, you
right.
know, kind of thing, to serve friends of whatever. And first black guy they'd ever seen.
Really?
Ever.
Wow. Was the black guy from Vermont?
No.
He's oh,
from,
okay.
Oh, no, he was New York, you know, but,
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they offer many syrup as a peace offering?
No, they really, it really was like they flocked to him. Because he was like a new thing.
That is weird.
You know,
it's weird and a little sad.
It's a little sad. He was great about it, I have to admit. But still,
it's a lot.
It's a little weird.
Totally.
Yeah.
This podcast really sucks right now, by the way.
Well, you know, I mean, we're addressing issues.
We are addressing issues.
We're doing the best we can.
You know what? That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can.
In fact, that's, you know.
The
yeah.
chips are down, but we're still
the
here.
The chips are down.
Going.
Yes.
And, you know, we do have a letter. And what's
Ooh,
nice about this letter is that it actually fits in with the fact that I am sick and you are sore. And we always encourage letters from our listeners. And you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And this week's email, or letter I should say, comes from Brian in Los Angeles, California. Brian, you know, apparently has one of these cure-all remedies for the common cold. You ever hear these cure-all remedies for the common
wow.
cold that people come up with?
Yeah.
You know, just for reference, the medical field says there is no cure for the common cold.
Right.
It's something that's go through your system.
Right.
But Brian has a remedy that he says works for him, and he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, whiskey and weed. and that's from Brian in Los Angeles. So
now, are you sure he was referring to the common cold?
He was, and okay. I didn't read the other part of his letter because it was incoherent. But that was really the
that's one common part, for
true
as we get
true. So, yeah. But he was referring to the common cold. Uh-huh. So whiskey and weed is his advice, and. I'll be honest. I've never smoked pot. I know you have. Mm-hmm. Have you had whiskey?
Yes.
Have you had whiskey straight?
Yes.
Okay, because I've never had whiskey straight. I've had whiskey mixed in. So you've had whiskey separately. You've had weed separately.
Yes.
If you combine the two, is Brian on something?
I just may have to go try it.
Give it a shot.
I'll report back next week.
Now that's research for you.
Yeah, research. I will. You know. It strikes me, especially the weed part of it, that it wouldn't work.
Okay.
Just because weed gets to your throat much more than, say, and whiskey does too. But maybe the combination is something.
Maybe the combination
happens.
Makes it so it doesn't get to your throat, or it serves the throat, or it bypasses the throat.
Or it just overwhelms the throat so much it has no choice but to rebound. I don't know.
That's an interesting theory.
Who knows?
We are doing medical research right now on Mike and Nev.
You know, I hate to say it, we're bordering into something that actually matters.
Wow, that's kind of
that's not good.
I don't like that. I don't like being sick.
I'm not going to do
it now. End us now. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. That is, if you're not completely bored by this show. For Michael, do the ending. I can't even talk.
Okay, for Nevin, sick for now, Barrage. It's Mike Feldman. See you later.
Things That Matter part.
Oh, yeah. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I don't know
you're
this part.
Okay.
You know
okay, let's try. Okay.
Here we go.
Here's how it goes. Okay, I'm going to do you, okay? I'm going to do it how you would say it, and then you say it, okay?
Oh, fine.
Okay, so this is me acting as if you would add the show.
I just remember how to do it.
But I'm going to do it. For Nevin Barrage, I'm Michael Feldman. Is the Things That Matter.
Okay.
Now you try.
Okay. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrage. It's the Things That Matter.
No.
You I'm trying to, I know, because you, I know, okay, fine. For Nevin Barrage, I'm Michael Feldman. It's the Things That Matter.
I can never be sick again.